Hello. Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking to Mark?
Yeah.
How you doing, Mark?
Good.
Okay, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for any donations. Do you have a couple of minutes to help us out?
Sure.
All right, thank you so much, sir. Let's get started over here. Let's see. Okay, first, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
35.
All right, 35. Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch in the trade?
Residential construction.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Residential.
Okay, and okay, I'm gonna read you the categories, okay? A bricklayer, cement masonry, PCC, plaster, stone mason, tile, marble.
Brick, stone, tile.
Okay.
Very good. Block and concrete.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Owner of the company.
Okay.
And foreman.
Thank you, sir. A yes or no question. Are you currently working at the trade?
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Approximately how many times a week? Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Zero.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes or no question, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors mm-hmm. over the past year?
Nope.
Okay. Yes or no question. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were last year?
Same. Lots.
Same. Okay. This question is a little bit, it's kind of similar. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as last year?
No clue.
Fewer.
I have no clue. I don't know if the union can get manpower. I know private industry can't. Probably the union can't either.
Okay. Moving on, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
No clue on that.
Okay. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, or privately?
Privately.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I don't know. I'm really not up on any of these political things you're asking me about. I don't pay any attention to any of that stuff.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, Do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
No clue.
The same? Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? And I'm going to read you a list here, okay? We have unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, or no real safety concerns?
No real safety concerns where I've been.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yes or no? Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in that activity in the past 12 months. We have three activities here. The first one is political canvassing. Yes or no?
No.
Picketing. Yes or no?
No.
And the last one, union organizing. Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Moving on, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you were working on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never.
Never, okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. All right, so these are the categories: cable news, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, the radio, and the last one is print or online newspapers.
Internet.
Okay, the internet first. What would you say you get second place there?
I don't really get any other information anywhere than the internet.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. You don't do the radio there? News on the radio?
Nope. XM radio. I pay extra so I don't have to listen to those people talk.
All right. Do you listen to Howard Stern?
No, I can't stand that asshole.
Okay, moving on. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Education, healthcare, jobs in the economy, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, the environment, or something else?
Healthcare.
All right, healthcare. And moving on. Okay. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
About what?
The Davis-Bacon Act.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Okay, so would you say that you've heard a little bit about it, somewhat, or a lot?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you, sir. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
You lost me on that one. I'm losing interest in this. Are we almost done?
We're halfway, sir.
I gotta go. I've had enough for now.
Okay, sir. Have a good night.
Yeah, bye.
JP.
Do you remember what we do when they drop it, like halfway, like this was halfway?
Just go down.
Okay.
Close it.
Right, that one don't matter.
Okay.
And that one did. Hang up, right? Hang up. Just hang up.
Normal. Because you were talking to the person.
Yeah.
Okay, hang up.